And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. What did you say a minute ago? You had something.
So about, 30 minutes ago, it says Tuberville actually changed his cover photo to Tommy Tuberville for governor.
Oh, no kidding.
Putting a picture of it up on the live stream here.
You got some applause soundtrack for that? I think there's a major announcement there. Okay. Yeah. Did somebody post that in a story, or did you just find it on your own?
I saw Grayson Everett with Yellowhammer posted that on Twitter. So
there you go. All right. Well, it's official. It looks like the announcement's going to be made, somebody went ahead and updated the cover photo ahead of time. Tommy Tuberville running for governor of the state of Alabama. That's a dynamic that's going to send ripples through politics, not just in Alabama, but elsewhere. I tell you what, as long as we're chasing this rabbit for a minute, I'm going to get back to my thing a minute ago about what I said on national news about Trump's mean tweet. But you and I were talking before the show, and I will affirm that on multiple occasions in sidebar conversations, JP has opined to me that he believes that at some point there is another famous coach who may want to run for a major political office. And you just saw somebody else opining the same way. What'd you see?
Well, so 1819 actually just reported this story too about 20 minutes ago or so about Bruce Pearl. There's some chatter in the GOP about Bruce Pearl running for governor. Senate, Tuberville Senate seat.
Oh, wow.
Like you said, I've been pontificating that for months. I see him up in D.C. like every other week, it seems.
Yeah.
So apparently there's some chatter behind the scenes that Bruce Pearl will be running for Tuberville's open Senate seat coming up here.
Holy cow.
That would be one heck of a... I'm telling you, this Senate seat race is going to be crazy.
I think Alabama politics are going to be crazy in general. It sounds like I'm not going to be a bit surprised to see that Tuberville doesn't pretty much clear the slate, that people recognize the power of his name ID and the cash reserves he'll bring into play not going to be able to be overcome. You're not going to have a Dean Odle coming in and trying to take the Republican nomination.
It'll be pretty much unopposed.
The Republican side. Mm-hmm. Now, there may be a Democrat that gets on the ticket, and then you got to watch out for Dirty Pool.
Yeah.
They're going to try and say, well, we told you all along he wasn't really a resident of Alabama, and so at the last minute they'll file a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if there's a way to do it, the Tuberville group should go ahead and preempt that by getting a declaration to the court that his residency is intact. So they're not going to be surprised by it later on. But that being said, then there's all the other seats. Then there's all the state legislative seats. And then, oh, by the way, there's a brand spanking new open seat for the U.S. Senate. You're going to have an open seat for governor, an open seat for lieutenant governor, and an open seat for U.S. Senate all at the same time. No incumbents in the race. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That never happens.
That's very rare.
That's like we're talking hen's teeth rare. Bruce Pearl? You think?
Well, apparently there's chatter. I don't know. I mean, it'd be hard to leave that highly compensated job to enter the world of politics and go to D.C. But I think eventually, even if it's not now, Bruce Pearl will be a politician post-coaching career. The question is, will he do it now that there's an open Senate seat, which doesn't come around often?
Well, yeah, you have to weigh these things in terms of the open seat. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. You might want to run for the U.S. Senate, but if there's some incumbent in there, you've got an uphill climb. Like, good luck right now dislodging Katie Britt, right? Good luck right now dislodging somebody else from another state who's serving already, because the power of the incumbency really does carry weight. And I've always said, if a Republican is going to run against another Republican incumbent, there's only two reasons why you can justify that. It's either A, hey, you're doing a bad job and I'm going to run against you, or B, you're doing a good enough job but I just want your job.
Yeah.
That's all there really is. And so at this point, the only other option you've got is wait for an open seat. And like I said, those are rare as hen's teeth.
Well, and Bruce Pearl has been setting his son up to take the position after him for quite some time now. His son is pretty much kind of co-coach with Bruce Pearl. So I think eventually that will happen. And Chad Pruitt, the longtime assistant, actually left recently to enter the world of ministry. So, I think Stephen, his son, will take the reins eventually. But, I mean, it's just open sentence. He doesn't come around often, so he may be striking while the iron's hot right now.
Well, he didn't win the NCAA, but he certainly had the kind of season you can retire on.
Final Four.
You're a Final Four coach. You're literally just like taking a program from being a nothing burger to being a Final Four team.
The only two Final Four appearances in Auburn history were from Bruce Pearl.
There you go. And he's also, by the way, I bet there's times I've noticed that even for a coach who's used to being able to say what he wants to say, I think he's been far more sort of, I don't want to say cavalier. That's not what I'm looking for. But
brave.
Yeah, but there you go. Just basically willing to say whatever he wants to say.
I mean, it's one thing to make comments when asked. He's openly, you know, talking about these stories, bringing them to the forefront. He's one of the bravest coaches in college sports.
He will say whatever he wants to say, apparently. And I gotta think that at some point, the university wishes he would kind of slow down on that. I mean, I don't. I'd love it. But sounds to me like, Adam from Athens said what I was about to have. The words coming out of my mouth were, says, looks like I'm voting for two Auburn coaches. Gonna have to wash my hands after that. Adam, it may be good for you and JP both.
Hey, you know, it's, well, whenever they're done, they're no longer Auburn coaches, in my opinion. And if they have good policy, I'll vote for them. Shoot.
So Saban is no longer an Alabama coach, you're saying?
No, in my eyes, this is how I justify voting for Auburn coaches. They're no longer current Auburn coaches, so there you go. That's my justification.
You want to start an evil rumor? Hey, JP, did you hear Nick Saban's going to run for the open Senate seat?
Oh, gosh. That's definitely not going to happen.
No, I do not see that happening. All right, listen, I didn't even get into it. When we get back from this break, I'm going to dive right into peace through strength, all right? Peace through strength. I've got some stuff you're going to want to hear, to include, by the way, a brand new ad. We're going to play it. If you're live streaming with us, good for you, because we're going to play it video and audio on our live stream. But this is a brand new recruiting ad that came out at the Coca-Cola 500 yesterday. And it is dynamic and on point. It's exactly what you want to hear from a commander-in-chief and those who work with him to bring our military back into a place where peace through strength is actually a thing, actually real. Well, yeah, that plus I'm going to tell you, what did I say to national news when they tried to get me to ping Trump on his mean truth, his spicy truth? I didn't get to it a minute ago, so I'll get to it when we come back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.